The Institute on Religious Life presents Vocation Harvest on WSFI 88.5 FM, Catholic Radio.
Hello, I am Brother Lawrence Mary. I'm with the Franciscan Brothers Minor from Fort Wayne, Indiana. So my vocation story, I grew up in a Catholic family. I had an uncle who was a priest. He was a Franciscan priest, and so he's always been the witness to me about what it meant to be a Franciscan and a priest. And so and just that witness really kept me alive in my faith, you can say. When I grew up, my parents divorced. And that was probably the worst time of my life. Not sure, you know, who I was going to live with, and like, you know, thinking that this is my fault that they were divorced, and that God didn't love me anymore, or this was his fault, both my fault, and now he's punishing me for this. But it's not so. And Father David, my uncle, really showed me that, and kept God in my life and faith in my life. He kept my siblings and I going to adoration and mass and stuff like that. And so, when I was in high school, I my graduation day, the day afterwards of my graduation, I went up to Mount St. Francis in Maine, New York, in Binghamton, to just discern my vocation with the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate. I was with them for about 6 months. And at the time, I was like 17. I actually turned 18 inside the friary, so that was pretty neat. I didn't feel that I was being called to that way of life at the time, and so I left and I got a job, and it was like night shift, some kind of warehouse job, and probably like the worst time, like just to live nighttime job, and like really had no friends, and so like really just felt like I was just like rotting away. It's like, I'm working, I'm like, why am I working? Like, what's the point of my life now? It's like, there has to be something more than this happening afterwards. And so, in that point of my life, Father David Mary, my uncle, he was a Capuchin at the time, and he was living in Philadelphia, and he had opened houses for prayer and discernment for young men and women to discern their vocations. You know, we lived separately, men and women. And so, where he lived there, he paid your rent still, he had a job. And so I worked there as a subcontractor and lived my faith life a little better there, really keeping God in my life. And then he approached me with this idea to start this reform group, which I'm part of now, the Franciscans of the Brothers Minor, to go back to the original way that St. Francis and the Capuchins really lived, a strict life of prayer, penance, and poverty. And he knew I had that past experience with the Franciscans right out of high school. I didn't realize it, but still this strong desire on my heart for that kind of life, routine and prayer, is to keep God in my life. And so I said yes, and first week I went out and I was living it. And I don't know what it was. I didn't want to do it afterwards. I just like I don't want to do this anymore. This whole obedience thing, and why should I listen to him now? And why do I have to get up for prayers and stuff? And I have my own life, and I'm gonna do my own thing. But it was when I gave in to God's will, and what God wanted me to do was the best. And so I've been in this life for 5.5 years now, and I just made my solemn vows last year, and so I stayed, though at first it was difficult, I stayed, and just amazing the grace that God provided for me to be here. And so that's how I truly know that this is his calling. I'm at peace.
This has been Vocation Harvest on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. For more information about the religious life, visit religiouslife.com.